about turning your front lawn into a masterpiece, an edible one? Well, the masterful part is thinking about how to turn a flat green space into something that invites us in, nourishes us, and perhaps changes our community. This is what artist and architect Fritz Haig calls an edible estate. It's one of the flock of projects that he creates around the planet. Fritz Haig has partnered with the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis for a year-long series of projects called Fritz Haig at Home in the City. Fritz, good to have you with us.
It's such a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks, Lynn.
Now, your edible estates, I mean, when I looked at the material about them, words to describe them have included confrontational, anti-capitalism, and you've described them as being between doom and hope. I mean, we're talking about the hallowed American front lawn here. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, it's a provocation, and it's a proposition in a way. It's a very public, prototypical garden that I work on with families in cities around the world to show other residents of that city how they might not just grow their own food, but reclaim this piece of land in front of their house that maybe they haven't considered. And at the same time, put food on the streets, put food growing in very dramatic ways that everyone gets to watch.
Could you paint a picture of one? For instance, I know you've done one here in Minnesota. Give us a picture of what this is.
The most recent garden is number 15 that's been planted in the suburbs of St. Paul in Woodbury with the Walker Art Center. And this is, I have to say, one of my favorites so far. It's one of the biggest. It's on a 4,500 square foot front lawn.
Wow.
In a neighborhood where you wouldn't expect to see a garden like this. But all the gardens are as diverse as possible, planting everything I can get my hands on that will produce food in that region. And in the case of this garden in Woodbury, there's part of the garden dedicated exclusively to the child care center across the street. So there's a little kid's garden with triangular raised beds. There's a bread oven. There's
a bread oven? Fruit.
Yes. And they like to let their neighbors know when they have it fired up so everyone can bring over their pizza and bread. There's a little fruit tree orchard. There's edible flowers. There's an herb garden. There's a big circle of stumps. That's the center seating circle. There's even hops growing up the side of the garage.
Huh. So this is not rows of corn, you know, growing on my front lawn. This is something obviously that's designed to engage.
There are no rows. There are no rows. So this is not a mini farm in that sense. It's a pleasure garden that happens to produce food. I guess, I don't know. I like gardens that are very rigorously designed and then allow wildness and chaos to happen. If a tomato wants to grow in the middle of the fruit trees, that's welcome. That's my approach to gardening, at least.
So what's the point?
The point is to make visible food production in the city, but in a very pleasurable way. And I think the whole point is for everyone to look at this and think, I could do this too. If nobody else does it in the neighborhood, let's say, at least everyone gets to watch and look at it. So those little kids growing up in that street that may not otherwise recognize that food grows on plants coming out of dirt, they get that reminder every day. And most directly for those kids across the street in the daycare center, they are gardening and growing food. So I'm thinking about everyone that lives in this city, in that neighborhood, in that street. But most specifically, I think kids are the easiest to reach with these kind of gardens.
How does the hope and the doom come into it? You said your gardens sit between hope and doom.
I'm an artist. I'm not a professional gardener or landscaper. And this is not an advocacy project. So I'm interested in storytelling and poetry and conflict, even conflict, if you can imagine that in a garden.
Oh, yes.
So when people look at these gardens, maybe there's a first initial just response of hope and this thought that, you know, we could all do this. And maybe at the same exact moment, you're having an opposite thought, which is no one's going to do this. No one has time.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of reasons where not everyone is not going to do this tomorrow. So I like both of those extreme thoughts happening simultaneously. And I do think when the garden is planted strategically in the right spot, those thoughts happen, both extreme thoughts, which I think are an honest reaction to the moment that we're in.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the spot, how do you select where the garden's going to go? Is this a case where people don't hire you to do this, right?
People don't hire me. So the people I end up doing these gardens for are people that already know how to garden and grow food, hopefully. But I do an enormous amount of work and research. So in the case of this most recent garden in Woodbury, the suburbs of St. Paul, I did an open call in the Twin Cities. I received 100 emails with pictures and stories. Mm-hmm. I visited 10 of them, and from those, I picked one. So I'm looking for the most provocative site, the site where nobody else is going to do this in the neighborhood. The family's really got a lot of hidden gardening energy that's mm-hmm. going somewhere else and putting it into a very public place in their front lawn in this case.
And they work with you on this. They have input.
Yeah, we work very closely. In this case, they have two grown kids that have just left the house. They have grandparents that are very involved. They've got neighbors that are extremely involved. So there's an entire community that's using this garden and spending time there. But we plant it and then I leave and it's theirs. It's not my garden, it's their garden.
Fritz, incredible work. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn. It's been such a pleasure.
Architect and artist Fritz Haig's year-long association with Minneapolis's Walker Art Center includes installations, events, and projects.